Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, Matt's home out on the floor ready to get this game started. Salem Springs still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Tim Stewart. Now they come out on the floor ready to get this game started. Robert Dover will jump center for Mountain Home. And for Salem Springs, it will be Dalton Newman. The opening tip-off brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Scott Tabor. Official comes to center court. Throws the ball up in the air. The tip is won by Salem Springs as we're underway. Panthers moving right to left in this first half. Weinsberg throws it up top to Newman. Now Hunter has it over on up the top. Throws over on the left side to Newman. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Hunter. Ball goes down on the low block, and then Salem Springs loses out of bounds. So Mount Home gets their first possession as we are 20 seconds into the contest.
Let's see how we've changed, see how we attack this 3-2 zone. Last time we had trouble getting inside of it, getting it over the length up there of Salem Springs. Let's see if we can find a better way to do it this time.
Bickford throws it to Proctor. Down in the left corner goes Ellison. Back out to Proctor, up top to Bickford. Over to Proctor on the left. Proctor will dribble toward the top, gives it back to Bickford. Bickford picks up his drill, throws it to Dewey near the left elbow, back out to Proctor on the left wing, now up top to Bickford. Bickford will throw it back over on the left side to Proctor. Down to Ellison in the corner. He throws it to Dewey. Dewey is going to drill to the low block, pull up for the leaning jumper, good, and Mount Home strikes first.
You know, that's going to be key to the Bombers out there is paint touches. How many do we get inside that zone?
Here's Stewart with it. I'm sorry, Weinsberg up top with it. Throws over on the left side to Hunter. Now Newman has it near the top. He dribbles to the left elbow. That goes back up top. Gives it there to Stewart. Stewart's going to pull up for the three for Salem Springs' first lead of the night, and he gets it. Josh Stewart with his first 3 points. First lead change as Panthers are up 3-2 with 6:23 left in the first quarter. Go ahead.
I say Stewart's a long, long, lanky guard. He's the top of that 3-2 there. Really good player for Salem Springs.
Yes, he is. Proctor dribbling to the top. Throws it to Bickford. Bickford dribbling between the circles. Gives it to Proctor on the left side. Proctor dribbling to the top. Finds Dewey in the paint. And loses the handle of the ball. It's going to go. Oh, they're going to call an offense foul on Dewey. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, and that's their first turnover of the night.
Yeah, I don't know if I know about that call there. That was the ball was out of bounds.
Kind of a late one.
Yeah, it was.
Anything. Less than 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Panthers with the ball, leading 3-2. Ball goes to Hunter. Now, looks like Salem Springs, did they bring in a sub? No, they just have someone that looks like they changed the starting lineup from what they originally told me. Or, let's see, what they, or unless someone's got a different jersey number that I don't know about.
Yeah, they got number 5 out here. I don't see a number 5 on their.
I don't have a 5. And ball goes down to Dover. He puts up the jumper off the glass and in right underneath the basket. And Mount Home back on top.
That's one thing that we got this time that we didn't have the last time we played Salem Springs is Robert Dover. He's picked up his game and playing a lot better down low, and he's a big physical athlete that can help us down in the paint.
Here is Weinsberg with it, gives it to Stewart. Over on the left side now, it goes to Newman. Newman will throw it back to Stewart. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and Josh Stewart with a pair of threes. And we've got our third lead change of the night as Asylum Springs is up 6-4 with less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter.
And so far, Stewart's 2-for-2, and I think he's 2-for-2 on missing the rim. I think both of his shots have been just straight through.
Yep. Ball goes to Dewey in the right corner. Back out to Bickford on the wing. Down the corner to Ellison. Tries to throw it to Dover. Ball is knocked away. And a steal for Asylum Springs. That's Mount Home's second turnover of the night. With it on the left side. He's going to try for another three-pointer. This one will not go. Offensive rebound, though, for Newman. Now, that might be Nate Vachon that's out there on that's number five that was originally 11 on my roster. Ball is with Newman over on the left side. It goes to Weinsberg up top to Stewart. Now ball is with Hunter over on the left side to Stewart. Stewart gives it back to Hunter, back to Stewart. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the left elbow. Will not go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Josh Stewart with all eight of Asylum Springs points. Panthers up 8-4 with 3:50 left in the first quarter. Here is Proctor with it up top. Gives it to Bickford. Back over to Proctor on the left side. Down the corner to Ellison. Now it gives it up top to Bickford. Bickford's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Newman.
Yeah, Bickford's going to have to be ready to shoot that shot tonight. You know, when we get that skip pass over the top of that zone, he's going to have his feet set ready to pull the trigger.
Here is Stewart throwing it up top. And I believe that's Vachon that just spanked it in.
Yeah, they just had Vachon over the top of the announcer there.
And Mount Tom's going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:14 left to play. In the first quarter, it is Asylum Springs leading Mountain Home 11-4. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout as Asylum Springs, I believe, is on an 8-0 run right now.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball well. Mount Home we got up to a 4-3 lead. They're on 8-0 run. You know, they're shooting the ball deep, and like I said, we got a box out. They are big, strong, physical players. They all kind of look the same, how tall they are, and they're just attacking the boards.
Bickford with the ball on the right side. 11-4, Asylum Springs up with less than 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Proctor with it up top. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Bounces around, will not go. Offensive rebound to Ellison. He will step on the baseline before he gets able to throw the pass out. So Mount Tom gets the rebound, but then commits a turnover. Checking in for Asylum Springs, replacing Carter Weinsberg. Let me see that number. It looks like it's Nathan Hawbaker, a 6-foot sophomore for the Panthers. And also, by the way, Brendan Lashley checked in for Asylum Springs during the timeout. He is a 6'2 senior. Here's Stewart with another three up at the top. This one will not go. And the long rebound chased down by Ellison. No, he stepped on the out-of-bounds line again.
Yeah, he did. He was hustling that time he was there. You know, on the other end down there, Coach Fultz was arguing that he was – he kind of got pushed out of bounds as he was going that one. He was just hustling and just ran out of real estate there.
Looks like, Jedi Hunter just checked back in, replacing Dalton Newman for Asylum Springs. Here's Stewart with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Lashley. Up top now to Vachon. Now Hawbaker has it. Up top now goes to Hunter. Finds Hawbaker cutting into lane. He'll try to throw it back out. Stolen by Proctor. Back comes Proctor going into lane for the layup. Will not go. Buddy draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 2:08 left to play in the first quarter.
You know, good job there by Luke taking it right to the body of the defender and getting that potential for the end. One almost got it up over the rim. And make these two free throws, Luke. And let's end this scoring drought that we're on.
Jedi Hunter picks up his first personal foul. And I believe that's the second team foul against Asylum Springs here in this contest. Proctor's first free throw is no good. Already Tim Stewart going with several subs.
Yeah, they're going to have a deep bench. They play quite a bit.
Proctor misses both free throws. Rebounds chased down by Carter Weinsberg, who I believe just checked back in. Ball goes to the corner to Lashley. Now back to Weinsberg. He'll dribble up to the top. Over to Hunter near the right elbow. He drills across the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. No one went out there on him, and he just took advantage.
Yeah, we were trying to help on that cutter there, and he's like, well, nobody's guarding me. I'm just going to go ahead and pull this up and hit the shot, and he did.
First 2 points for Hunter on the night. 13-4. It's a 10-0 run right now for Salem Springs with 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Bickford. He actually had to chase it down. Ball goes down to Dover on the low block. And another foul is going to be called on Salem Springs with 1:29 left in the opening period. They're going to get Jedi Hunter with a second personal foul. 13th foul against the Panthers here in the first half. He's going to check out of the game, as is Josh Stewart. Ball goes up top to Proctor. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. Misses everything and goes out of bounds. It will be Salem Springs ball with 1:23 left to play in the first quarter. A 13-4 lead for the Panthers. Proctor's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Braxton Carson, a sophomore for the Bombers. Newman will walk the ball into the front court for the Panthers. Strong over to Weinsberg.
And Mountain Home's in a man-to-man here. We're trying to pack it in, and guards will have to defend on that three, and we just got to make sure we box out when a shot goes up here.
Hallbaker throws over to Lashley on the left wing. Now gives it up top to Weinsberg. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Looks like Salem Springs is probably going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period, unless they just get a good shot somewhere. Lashley will throw it up top to Newman. Over on the right side now goes to Vashon. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Nate Vashon with 6 points. 16-4. Salem Springs up. It is a 13-0 run for the Panthers.
Yeah, they've had, what, four threes in that first quarter so far? And
yep. Here is Dewey with a jumper near, just inside the free throw line. Good.
Good answer there by Mountain Home, hitting that high post, and Dewey making that shot.
Needed that. That ended Mountain Home's long scoring drought. Down to 15 seconds left in the period. Weinsberg across the timeline. Almost looked like he was carrying there a little bit on that. Here is Newman with it up top. Throws over to Hallbaker on the left side. Down to 5 seconds. Hallbaker drills to the top. Gives it to Newman. He's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer. Will not go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 16-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior